This flu season has been one of the most severe in recent years. In the last 2 weeks, though, the flu epidemic has eased nationally. Reno Public Radio's Ann Gray checks in with a Washoe County epidemiologist to see how the region is faring.
Carrie Chalkley is an epidemiologist with the Washoe County Health District. She's been tracking the flu epidemic in the region throughout the season. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So this year, the flu was widespread in about 46 states, including Nevada. As you were tracking the epidemic in Washoe, how was the county impacted overall?
To date, we've received just over 4,800 confirmed cases of flu in Washoe County. And to put that in perspective, last year, we had just over 2,400. So we've had double the number of cases this season that we did for the entire flu season last year, and triple the number of cases that we had compared to the season before that.
There were 21 flu-related deaths in Washoe. How does that compare to recent flu seasons, and what are the demographics of those who died from the flu?
Comparatively, we had 8 deaths due to influenza last season and 3 deaths the season before that. We do know that of these 21 people who passed away, they were at risk for more severe flu illness or more severe complications from the flu. 20 of those 21 individuals, for example, were age 65 years or older. Many of them had some underlying medical conditions that put them at risk. Despite that, we do know that influenza can be very serious for anyone, including healthy individuals. We've been fortunate that there have not been any deaths in our county and among children, but there have been more than 100 deaths in children nationwide. And there have also been deaths nationwide in people who were previously healthy. There are several underlying medical conditions that can put someone at a greater risk. This can include everything from heart conditions such as coronary artery disease, diabetes, obesity, lung conditions such as COPD, even asthma, kidney conditions, and liver conditions can put people at a greater risk for more severe illness.
And then the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is reporting that nationally the flu epidemic has peaked this season. Are we seeing a decline in Washoe as well?
We have been seeing a decline here in Washoe County. Our peak level of influenza-like illness activity was actually right around New Year's. It was the very last week of December, that first week of January. But nationally, we only peaked very recently within the last few weeks. With every flu season, they do tend to be unpredictable. Some seasons, we have our peak activity in December, and sometimes it's as late as March. And sometimes we even have a second wave of influenza activity. In recent weeks, we did have another spike in flu-like activity. Fortunately, again, we are starting to trend down again.
Federal health officials have said that while the flu vaccine did help prevent thousands of serious illnesses and deaths, the shot wasn't as effective this year. What's your perspective?
Even when it doesn't perform as well as we would hope, it still prevents millions of illnesses. Overall, your risk of getting sick and having to go to the doctor was reduced by about a third if you got your flu vaccine. And in children, your overall risk of getting sick and having to go to the doctor was lowered by more than half.
Despite the epidemic easing up nationwide, officials are still telling people that it's not too late to get vaccinated because the flu season isn't over yet. How much longer do we have?
So flu season historically extends through the end of May. We can't say at this point in time exactly when flu activity levels are going to drop. That depends from year to year, and it's really not very predictable. It is important if you haven't gotten your flu vaccine to go ahead and go get your flu vaccine as soon as possible. That's because it takes about 2 weeks for your body to develop protection as a result of the vaccine. The flu vaccine can change from year to year as scientists update the vaccine with what they think will be circulating. And protection from the vaccine does decline over time. So it is very important for everyone to not just get your flu vaccine, but to continue to make it a habit of getting your flu vaccine every single year.
Carrie Chalkley is an epidemiologist with the Washoe County Health District. Thanks for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you so much.